I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. The trumpet will be blown. That is the day of threat. The blowing of the trumpet is the herald that the hour of the day of judgment promised by Allah in the Quran has come. That sound is the end of the life of this world and the beginning of the hereafter. People who are aware of what they will see on this great day and who are warned that they will have to account for themselves will now be confronted by the promised truth. The sound which they will hear at an entirely unexpected moment will bear no resemblance to any sound ever heard before. People will realize that the span allotted to them has come to an end. This sound heralds the fact that a troubled day has begun, when those who have deviated into unbelief will experience eternal fear, terror, and woe. In His verses, Allah tells us that, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. For when the trumpet is blown, that day will be a difficult day, not easy for the unbelievers. It is absolutely certain that someone who hears the sound of the trumpet while on their way to work in the morning, or someone who hears it when preparing to go to sleep, having postponed all his desires and expectations until the following morning, will have absolutely no way out. The order they wished to maintain, and they themselves have come to their final moments. This majestic truth they refuse to believe in, despite actually being well aware of it, has finally caught up with them. Throughout his life, someone who sought refuge in false powers that he thought could protect him now has no one from whom he can seek help and nowhere to hide. Apart from believers, everyone will be in the same condition. They have despairingly submitted to what has befallen them. And all the people who have ever lived will be gathered together in the sight of Allah. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. The trumpet will be blown, and at once they will be sliding from their graves towards their Lord. For a denier, the sound of the trumpet means facing the truths he has avoided throughout the course of his life. It also expresses the moment when there is no longer any possibility of making up for his misdeeds. The fear felt at that moment is indescribable. Terror and panic that have never been seen or heard before are experienced. All mistakes made in this world can be made good, or these errors may be forgotten with the passing of time. Yet this sound, which announces that all things have now come to an end, also heralds the fact that there is now no time left to rectify the mistakes that have been made. The sound of the trumpet on that day will instill great fear into deniers. And all people will bow their heads to this truth by which they are confronted. Allah reveals this in the Quran. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. On the day the trumpet is blown, and everyone in the heavens and everyone on the earth is terrified, except those Allah wills, everyone will come to Him abject. The fact is, however, that everyone has previously been reminded of this before the day they are now facing. Allah has warned people, by means of His verses and His messengers, on the subject of turning to Him before a day from which there is no return dawns, and has revealed that there can be no help after death for those who behave differently. The regret that will be felt by someone who is confronted by torment at an unexpected moment, and the fact that no help will be forthcoming, are described as follows in the Quran. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Turn to your Lord and submit to Him before punishment comes upon you, for then you cannot be helped. Follow the best that has been sent down to you from your Lord before the punishment comes upon you suddenly when you are not expecting it. The life of this world, preferred for the sake of temporary advantages, has now come to an end with the sound of the trumpet. Everyone is now confronted by what has been promised. the fear and terror awoken in people by the reality of what has taken place are very great. Everyone heeds the same call and realizes that they are faced by a truth from which there is no way back. This is a very momentous day, and the trumpet is merely a herald of the events that will take place. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. When the earth is convulsed with its quaking and the earth then disgorges its charges and man asks, "What is wrong with it?" On that day it will impart all its news because your Lord has inspired it. The trumpet that every living thing will hear on the Day of Judgment makes an ear-splitting noise. And the earth will be rocked by a tremor, the like of which has never been known before. Giant mountains, trees, skyscrapers, buildings, everything and everywhere in the world will begin rocking at the same time. People will be seized by a terrible fear and panic in the face of this tremor, the like of which has never been encountered before. The most terrifying thing of all is that there will be nowhere to hide or seek shelter from this earthquake. Because this quake bears no resemblance to those that human beings have seen before, which affect only a certain region or city, and which last for only a matter of seconds. What is happening now is an earthquake from which there is no escape. An earthquake that begins all over the world at the same time, and which will bring the entire world down. It will continue until the whole world has been destroyed. Allah knows the truth. Allah reveals the tremors that people will encounter on the Day of Judgment in these terms in the Quran. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. On the day the first blast shudders, and the second blast follows it, hearts that day will be pounding, and eyes will be cast down. Nothing in this world now has any value or meaning anymore. Everything that has deceived people, such as luxury homes, giant skyscrapers, five-star hotels, the homes they have bought by saving their money with enormous greed, and that they have built by expanding huge labor on them, palaces, bridges, the best known structures in the world, the pyramids that have survived for thousands of years in the face of all kinds of natural phenomena, historic castles and cities will melt away just like sandcastles on the beach. The workplaces and luxury cars in which people's hopes were placed, and everything people own in the life of this world, which they boasted about, will suddenly come to an end. People's glory, fame, prestige, and power will no longer be of any meaning or importance. The way the earth will be torn apart is revealed as follows in the Quran. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. No, indeed, when the earth is crushed and ground to dust, and your Lord arrives with the angels rank upon rank, and that day hell is produced, that day man will remember. But how will the remembrance help him?